M. Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A failed Republican state legislative candidate is accused of orchestrating shootings at the homes of local and state lawmakers. More from CBS's Steve Futterman.
Investigators say Solomon Pena hired people to shoot at the homes of two county commissioners and a pair of New Mexico state senators. Kyle Hartzik is with the Albuquerque Police Department.
The evidence that we have is not only firearm, but it's also from cell phones and electronic records, surveillance video.
Police say in one of the attacks, Pena went along with the shooters and attempted to fire a gun himself, but it malfunctioned. Pena has a criminal record. He spent 5 years in prison. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Police in Goshen, California, continue to search for two people who they say shot and killed six people at a home, including a 16-year-old mother and her 10-month-old baby. The storms that have left California dealing with floods, mudslides, and sinkholes are creating severe weather in other parts of the country now, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
Primarily a rain event into the Northeast with the heavy snow on the back end of this. Minneapolis gets accumulating snow. Eventually, Boston gets some light snow, but mostly a rain event along I-95. Then there's severe weather across the South. Strong storms develop. Possibility of tornado exists.
President Biden travels to California Thursday to see the damage caused by weeks of torrential rains. Number one seed Rafael Nadal has lost his second round match at the Australian Open to 65th ranked American Mackenzie McDonald, 6-4, 6-4, 7-5. The defeat abruptly ending Nadal's title defense in Australia. The White House says it's releasing information about documents marked classified that were found at President Biden's house and at his former office as it deems appropriate. More from CBS's Adriana Diaz.
We have been very clear that we are not going to comment.
Republicans continue to criticize the White House for not going public sooner.
Prior to an election, they kept it secret. At no time did he get raided by the FBI.
That was House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Brian Walsh of Massachusetts has been charged with the murder of his wife, Anna Walsh. She's been missing since New Year's Day. CBS's Nancy Chen.
Anna, a 39-year-old mother of three, was last reported seen on New Year's Day at home in Cohasset, Massachusetts, near Boston. Investigators tell our CBS Boston station WBZ that their search of a nearby waste facility turned up trash cans with blood, a hatchet, a hacksaw, and a rug. Prosecutors say Walsh was also caught on tape purchasing $450 worth of cleaning supplies.
CBS's Nancy Chen, and this is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world today. The governed in America aren't getting the happiness they deserve. We'll get to that in just a minute. Also, what is the big lie, Donald Trump's big lie, leading to in the United States? Well, most recently, it looks like Republican candidates are stalking and trying to kill Democrats. Seriously. We'll get into that in a moment. Also, a crazy alert. Wyoming lawmakers want to ban something. Oh, you're not going to believe what it is. In the second hour of our program, Brendan Fisher is going to drop by. A major new right-wing group is pouring dark money into U.S. voter suppression. Also, a deep dive into COVID vaccines and sudden death. I've been seeing these things all over Twitter ever since they changed their rules. And in fact, there were several of them on my feed yesterday. You know, people just sending stuff to me saying, oh, look at this, all these people dying from the vaccines. They're all lies. But where did those lies come from? And how are they getting propagated? I'll tell you about that in the second hour. Also, how Republicans, in order to pursue their BS claim of voter fraud, are now punishing our soldiers, Marines, sailors, and airmen. I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. And in the third hour of the program, Jared Yates Sexton has a new book out. And it's absolutely fascinating. It is titled Midnight Kingdom, The History of Power, Paranoia, and the Coming Crisis. We'll talk about that. And also, we were warned. In fact, I started talking about this about a decade ago on this program, how shale oil is a very short-term solution. And the Financial Times, their deep dive article, one of their big articles, big thinking articles, was on this very topic yesterday. And I want to share with you some of the stuff that they dug up as they looked into this. This is a huge cautionary note, particularly for politics next year, 2024. We'll dig into that in the third hour of the program. So, a lot going on. And of course, our telephone number, 202-808-9925. But I want to start with my daily rant, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com. It's titled The Governed in America Aren't Getting the Happiness They Deserve. I start out with former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis. He's now passed away, but he made this comment, I believe it was back in the 1930s. He said, we must make our choice. We may have democracy, or we may have wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, but we can't have both. The Declaration of Independence says that, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Okay, so the governed, that's us, don't seem to be getting the happiness that they want or, frankly, even that they need. I mean, poverty and homelessness stalk our land. Right now, one in seven Americans live in poverty. Millions have no access to affordable health care. And American families suffer over a half million bankruptcies every year because somebody in the family got sick. Higher education is increasingly just for the well-off and the well-born. Most non-unionized workers have few rights and little say in the workplace. Only 10.8% of non-government U.S. workers have a union. Cynicism about politicians is so widespread in the United States that only 62% of Americans who are eligible to register to vote even bother to register to vote. And then, of course, all those people who are registered to vote, not all of them vote. And our wealthiest pay virtually no income taxes. For example, America's richest man, Jeff Bezos, paid less than 1%. And NBC reports, quote, the 25 richest Americans paid little to no federal income taxes, end quote. So let's compare this with the other democracies of the world. Lower rates of poverty. Finland, 5.7%. Denmark, 6.5%. Ireland, 7%. Belgium, 8%. Belgium, Netherlands, France, Norway, Canada, Sweden, they're all in the 8% range. A national health care system, so nobody goes bankrupt because somebody in the family got sick. 51 countries have national health care systems. We are literally the only developed country in the world that does not have a national health care system. The one outlier outside of us would be Switzerland, but in Switzerland, it is entirely run by nonprofit corporations, and it is still mandatory and very inexpensive. Widespread unionization. In Iceland, 89.1% of the people have a union. Sweden, 81%. Denmark, 74%. Finland, 74%. Belgium, 56%. Norway, 53%. You know, on it goes. More eligible citizens registered to vote. In Sweden, it's 80%. Belgium, New Zealand, South Korea, Denmark, Australia, Iceland, Netherlands, and Taiwan, all in the mid-70s, etc. And rich people paying their taxes? While billionaires in America are paying 1, 2, 3% income taxes, the very top income tax brackets, federal, state, and local combined, are over 50%. In Japan, Denmark, France, Austria, Canada, Portugal, Belgium, Sweden, Finland, Israel, and Slovenia, and above 45%. In the Netherlands, Korea, Ireland, Germany, Italy, Australia, Iceland, Luxembourg, and Spain, according to the OECD. So how did America become an outlier? Why is it that we're the only country, the only developed democracy in the world, that has a failing, frayed social safety net and is filled with multimillionaires and billionaires who pay virtually nothing in income taxes? How did this happen? Well, in a nutshell, it all goes back to five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court in 1978 and 2010, in Buckley versus Vallejo, First National Bank versus Bilotti, and Citizens United, saying that political bribery by morbidly rich people or by giant corporations, political bribery is no longer called bribery. It's now called campaign contributions. It's now called free speech, and it's protected by the First Amendment. And the result of this is that rich people and corporations, with the Supreme Court's blessing, pay politicians to drill so many holes in our tax code that it resembles Swiss cheese, and then they use the money they save in taxes to further corrupt those very same politicians to gut our social safety net. It's like this, you know, non-virtuous cycle. For example, there's a loophole, it's called the carry interest loophole, that allows hedge fund managers and private equity executives to basically pay very, very little in income taxes on, you know, money that they're making. And that loophole was supposed to close in the Inflation Reduction Act. It would have saved the United States literally tens to hundreds of billions of dollars. And every Republican opposed closing the loophole. In other words, every Republican wanted to keep that loophole in place so that the Wall Street guys could stay rich, but they weren't enough to stop this from passing in the United States Senate. No, the industry had to go out and hand $2 million to Kyrsten Sinema, and then she killed it. So Sinema's sellout was reported in the media, but, you know, America kind of collectively shrugged its shoulders. I mean, you know, when everybody's a crook, nobody's a crook, right? This sort of corruption authorized by the U.S. Supreme Court, by five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, has terrible consequences. The main one is that it produces massive wealth and income inequality. I mean, we're now a country where our billionaires are so rich, not only are they not paying any income taxes, but they're shooting themselves into outer space on giant penis-shaped rockets with their spare change, with their pocket change. And that massive income and wealth inequality, according to dozens of studies published over decades, one was published in Oxford's European Journal of Public Health and looked at 33 nations. Another one looked at a 2000 study, 24 study looked at 148,000 people across 148,000 people across 142 countries. They all came to the same conclusion. As societies become more unequal, as inequality grows, so does crime. Both violent crime and what you might call corruption, white collar crime, which, you know, clearly political corruption is in that category. Inequality produces crime, from burglaries to corrupt politicians. And ever since these five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, now six, legalized political bribery, setting the stage for the Reagan Revolution, our social trust, our social fabric has been disintegrating. Now, it wasn't always that way. You know, back in the early 1900s, Teddy Roosevelt put a stop to a lot of this stuff. They passed in 1907, they passed the Tillman Act, which made it a federal felony with prison time for lawyers, lobbyists, and executives for any corporation to give any candidate for federal office any kind of support, whether it's money, whether it's, you know, workers, whether it's goods in kind, whatever. That law stood until 2010 when the Supreme Court struck it down with Citizens United. But during that period of time, from the time that, you know, Teddy Roosevelt outlawed political corruption, through the great New Deal and the Great Society, Congress passed, and it just seems like it would be impossible now, right? We look at what's going on right now, Congress can't do a damn thing. But Congress passed, during that period of time, Social Security, the minimum wage, unemployment insurance, world-class public schools, nonprofit requirements for hospitals and health insurance companies, free to very inexpensive state colleges, the right to unionize, civil rights, voting rights legislation, publicly owned utilities, new highways and airports, quality mass transit, antitrust laws to maintain competition, Medicare, the EPA, Medicaid, school lunch programs, workplace non-discrimination for women and racial minorities, food stamps, tax deductibility for interest payments on car loans and credit cards, federal deposit insurance to protect people from bank failures, Head Start, and literally hundreds of laws that protect consumers and the environment from corporate predation and dangerous products. And then it all came to a stop. It came to a screeching halt. It started slowing down in a big way with the Reagan Revolution. But after 2010, after Citizens United, there hasn't, I mean, you know, that was pretty much it. We've got to do something about this. Inequality has exploded. The morbidly rich, the headline of Time magazine says the whole thing. This is Time magazine. This is their headline to the article. The top 1% of Americans have taken $50 trillion from the bottom 90%. That's since Reagan's election. And that's made the U.S. less secure. This all tracks back to five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court. You think the Supreme Court isn't important? Republicans know how important it is. We got to do something about this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, what the big lie is producing on the ground. Stick around.
Feel guilty about how much food waste you take out to the garbage? If the answer is yes, you may want to try Lomi. Lomi is an electronic composter that could make composting both easy and odor-free. Lomi is a countertop electric composter that turns scraps into dirt in under 4 hours with just the push of a button. There's no smell when it runs, and it's really quiet. The nutrient-rich dirt is functional in that it can be used for gardens or houseplants. This humanizes the product to a practical level. If you want to start making a positive environmental impact or just make cleanup after dinner that much easier, Lomi is perfect for you. Head to Lomi.com/orbit and use the promo code ORBIT to get $50 off your Lomi. That's $50 off when you head to Lomi.com/orbit and use promo code ORBIT at checkout. Food waste is gross. Let Lomi save you a cold trip out to the garbage can.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and Paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring, you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So remember a week or two ago, I told you that George Santos, my bet was that some of the big bucks he got either came from crime or from Russia or both. It's starting to come out. It's hitting the mainstream media. I mean, I was reading reports that are not, quote, mainstream media, but, it takes the media a week or so to catch up. They've got to double check their facts and all that sort of thing. Santos was involved in a Ponzi scheme or an alleged Ponzi scheme and apparently up to it in his eyeballs. And B, it looks like he got a pile of money from a relative. I believe he's the nephew of a Russian oligarch, somebody very tightly tied to Vladimir Putin. So Putin in our elections? Oh, my God. Keep an eye on this one. I told you this was coming a week or two ago. Here it is. Also, what happens when senior politicians and a political party start promulgating lies about their political opponents? The Republicans have been claiming the Democrats stole the election of 2020, not just federally, not just Trump. I mean, you know, in Arizona, you got Carrie Lake still claiming that it was stolen from her after multiple recounts. Well, what happened, you know, one of the most visible recent results, obviously January 6th happened, but a guy who was there on January 6th, apparently, back in Albuquerque, his name is Solomon Pina, was a Republican who ran for office in November, lost, has been claiming ever since on Facebook and in other places that the election was stolen from him. He is now accused of having paid four men to shoot up the homes and offices of Democrats. I mean, this is pretty amazing. The state senator who represents District 11 reported that a bullet struck the ceiling of her daughter's room. She was awakened to gunfire and felt the material falling from the ceiling on her. I mean, this is just nuts. San Bernardino County Commissioner Adrian Barboa is a Democrat. Southeast Albuquerque home had been struck by eight bullets on December 4th. And a week later, on December 11th, more than 12 bullets hit County Commissioner Debbie O'Malley's North Valley home. On January 3rd, shots rang. See, this has been going on for a month. They've been shooting these Democrats' house. On January 3rd, shots rang out at State Representative Linda Lopez's home in Southwest Albuquerque, and three bullets went through her daughter's bedroom as the 10-year-old slept in that room. Representative Javier Martinez, who is the nominee for House Speaker, he represents the 11th District in Southwest Albuquerque, he checked his house out when he heard about this and discovered, hey, here's bullet holes. He had heard gunfire out outside his home on December 8th. He thinks that's when the bullets were shot at him. One of the guys that they pulled over, who was apparently paid by this Republican candidate, he was driving the car that was registered to the Republican candidate. It was a fellow by the name of Trujillo, a 21-year-old. When they pulled him over, they found 800 fentanyl pills and two guns, a Glock handgun with a drum magazine and an AR pistol. This is what happens when people like Donald Trump tell political lies about Democrats, highly inflammatory political lies. And media like Fox so-called News and all the, you know, right-wing hate radio and the right-wing hate podcasts amplify it. This is what happens. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I've got a crazy alert for you about Wyoming on the other side of the break, and I will pick up your phone calls. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You're listening to the place where despair is not an option. And we will be right back.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, a failed Republican state legislative candidate in New Mexico, has been charged with orchestrating shootings at the homes of four Democratic lawmakers. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Police say in one of the shootings, a state legislator's 10-year-old daughter woke up to bullet debris falling on her head.
In Buellton, California, ranchers are cleaning up the mud left behind from the rain that's been drenching the state. Greg Uribe is the foreman at the Happy End Ranch.
Too much rain, you know, the last few days. It's a lot of mud. It's a little difficult for my job. I'm busy doing, you know, clean all the drains, you know, the crawls, because it's a lot of mud.
President Biden will be in Central California Thursday to see the damage, which is being reported in 41 of California's 58 counties. A shocker down under. Number one seed and defending champion Rafael Nadal has lost his second round match at the Australian Open to 65th ranked American Mackenzie McDonald, 6-4, 6-4, 7-5. CBS News Brief.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah. Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM, The Shaw.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. welcome back. So in Wyoming, this is, you know, we've been watching this gas stove freak out, right, over the past, what, 2 weeks or so, I think it was, about 2 weeks ago, Richard Trumka Jr., who's on the Product Safety Commission, or whatever that federal agency is that, you know, looks at product safety, you know, made a note. He was talking to a reporter that gas stove. Well, there was this new report that came out that shows that gas stoves are responsible for over 600,000 cases of childhood asthma every day, or every year, excuse me. And that, you know, everyday exposure to the fumes from gas stoves is just not good for you. I mean, there's little tiny particles that get in your lungs. That study didn't draw an association between gas stoves and lung cancer, but frankly, it wouldn't surprise me if there is one. I mean, you're burning fossil fuels. You're burning hydrocarbons. What do you expect? And the Republican Party went into full-blown freak-out mode. Oh, my God, you can kick my gas stove from my cold, dead hands. Now, nobody was suggesting taking away gas stoves. What Trumka had said was that we could regulate them or maybe stop installing new ones. But it wasn't like, you know, the stove police are going to show up at your house. But the Republicans went into full freak-out mode. Why? Well, partly it was, you know, anything Republicans can freak out about, they will freak out about as long as it distracts people from genuine things that genuinely should be freaked out about, like, you know, their treason against the United States or the fact that they want to kill Social Security and Medicare in order to cut taxes on billionaires, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, they're always in this state of perpetual outrage, you know, just any random day, open Fox News for 15 minutes, you'll get outrage. But the other reason that the Republicans were doing this was because they get a lot of their money from the fossil fuel industry. And the fossil fuel industry makes money on people cooking with gas. In fact, hey, you're cooking with gas. That was a phrase used in the 1940s by the gas industry to promote the use of gas stoves so that they could sell more gas to households. Natural gas, I'm talking about. So the fossil fuel industry has, you know, deep fingers into the back pockets of and the brains of Wyoming, or of Republicans all across the country, and particularly in Wyoming. Of course, you know, Wyoming, you know, they do a lot of fracking and drilling there in Wyoming, and a lot of mining for, I believe they mine coal there as well. So now we've got a bunch of Republican legislators in Wyoming. Now, keep in mind, let me just give you a little backstory here. California has said they want to phase out gasoline-powered cars by 2035. Maybe it was 2040. Norway, 2024, 2025 is the last year that you can sell a gasoline car in Norway. Other countries around Europe are picking dates that maybe in that neighborhood, 25, 26, 27, all the way up to 2030. California, as I said, I think it was 2035. I'd have to go back and look. But basically all around the world, countries are and states and municipalities are starting to say, you know, these gas-powered vehicles are not good for us. They're expensive to run, right? To drive a gas-powered car for 100 miles takes typically 4 gallons of gas at $4 a gallon. That's $16. To drive an electric-powered vehicle 100 miles costs about $3 worth of electricity. So 3 versus 16, you got that to begin with. And then, of course, there's all the problems associated with fossil fuels from, you know, tearing up the planet and refining them and shipping them and, you know, everything else. So what they're doing in Wyoming now, the Republican Party, this probably won't pass, but, you know, it's performance art to get more money out of the fossil fuel industry is my guess. But 6 Wyoming legislators have introduced legislation to ban the sale of electric vehicles in Wyoming by 2035. No more electric vehicle sales after 2035. We don't care how much Wyoming ranchers love the Ford F-150, the Lightning, you know, the new Lightning, which is apparently just a mind-bogglingly good car or truck. Hey, you know, they've got to serve the people who sent them there, and that's not the voters of Wyoming. That's the fossil fuel industry and the billionaires. All righty, let's pick up your phone calls here. Malcolm in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Hey, Malcolm, what's on your mind today?
Yes, happy Tuesday. It seems that here in America, it's almost our political system is turning into a circus for a good pretty much all of Obama's presidency, I heard Rudy Giuliani on television saying he's down in Hawaii and his team has found Obama's birth certificate.
Right.
But yet we have George Santos on television, and we don't even know what his real name is, because it appears that in 2016 or so, he spoke at a Trump rally and said, introduced himself under a different name.
Yeah, Anthony DeVolder. By the way, the next story that I predict is going to drop, and the penny has not yet dropped on this, but apparently he became a U.S. citizen by marrying a woman who was a U.S. citizen when he's gay, and that marriage did not last very long. Apparently it lasted long enough for him to get citizenship. Now, none of this has yet been confirmed in the so-called mainstream media. The allegations have been reported, but it's getting weird, Malcolm. It really is.
And even if found out to be true, it seems to be no checks and balances other than him saying that he's going to resign, which the amount of money that I'm sure he's making now, plus it appears that he already has with the Ponzi schemes and whatnot, he's pretty much here to stay.
Yeah, he's making $180,000 a year. Not a lot of people are going to walk away from that, even if it means that, you know, once or twice a day you have to subject yourself to some embarrassing questions from reporters. I agree. By the way, there are checks and balances, Malcolm. The House Ethics Committee should be able to take this up and expel and, you know, and recommend expulsion to the larger House. And he probably would be expelled if a motion for expulsion was put on the floor. All the Democrats would vote for it, and I'm guessing there's a handful of Republicans who would go along. But Kevin McCarthy has promised that he's going to gut that committee. So good luck with that.
Exactly. And with Lauren Boebert, you were telling the story of Democrats being attacked, their homes being shot up. But that even drives the point home further for the GOP members that tweeted Nancy Pelosi's whereabouts during the insurrection to be prosecuted, rather than just saying, well, it happened, and turning the page on it.
What do you mean?
During the insurrection, there was a tweet that Nancy Pelosi had left the room.
Oh, by Lauren Boebert. Yeah, okay, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I'm sorry, I missed a word there.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that type of stuff, we can't just ignore it, considering the climate from what happened to her husband on down to the failed assassination attempt in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. There was an active attempt to find and murder Mike Pence and Nancy Pelosi. And in real time, Lauren Boebert was live tweeting the location of Nancy Pelosi. That should be a huge flag.
Zero punishment, but nothing has taken place.
Yeah, no accountability.
You know, so it's have a great day, Tom. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Malcolm. See, that's something I really think Nancy Pelosi should have been playing hardball with these people. That if nothing else, that should have been before the House Ethics Committee. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Right now in the Israeli Knesset, which is their legislature, is a law being proposed to nullify the Israeli Supreme Court under the direct control of the Knesset. So, in other words, if the Knesset decides to overrule a decision that they don't like, they can, and they can do it with finality. They will have the final say.
Right. And they can do it with a majority vote, if my recollection is correct, rather than here in the United States, we have to go through this whole process of amending the Constitution, you know, which takes two-thirds of the House and Senate and three-quarters of the states.
Exactly. Now, what's interesting is that 80,000 people showed up in Tel Aviv to protest. That would be like, you know, 5 or 6 million people in the United States showing up to protest something. This isn't something that's welcome. But here in the United States, you'll never guess what the Wall Street Journal's opinion is. The Israeli Supreme Court is the most activist judiciary in the history of mankind.
Oh, God.
They're overreaching. They're power crazed. Of course, the power crazed Supreme Court has convicted or upheld convictions of previous the prime ministers and presidents of Israel and like two of them. And right now, guess who's on trial?
Yep,
Benjamin Netanyahu, who's the current leader of Israel. So this is like Al Capone suing to get. to get the IRS off his back because they're overreaching. They're reaching into his wallet. He doesn't like it.
Yep.
I mean, it's literally beyond belief.
Yeah, no,
it really is.
I've seen the Haaretz has been all over this story, and The Guardian talks about it a fair amount. Benjamin Netanyahu appears to be a very, very corrupt, hardcore right-wing politician, and he's moving Israel toward the hard right.
His wife's already been convicted. His wife's been convicted of bribery. He's nuts.
Yeah.
And he's trying to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a sad thing, particularly for a country that, you know, for many years people thought of as, you know, the only democracy in the Middle East, right? Therefore,
they had co-ops. They had the co-ops. They had the kibbutzes. They had communal living. They were like a communist paradise, for God's sake.
Yeah, the first time I went to Israel was in 1979, and boy, was there a lot of promise then. I mean, you could drive all over the country. In fact, I did. I drove all the way from the north to the south. You could go everywhere. Paul, I got to run, but thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. Explore the mighty Columbia and Snake Rivers with American Cruise Lines. Visit the scenic landscapes of stunning Multnomah Falls and Mount St. Helens. Retrace the historic steps of explorers Lewis and Clark as you cruise the Columbia River Gorge aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax in your private balcony while the crew provides you with the highest level of personalized service, all waiting for you to experience. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. These meal toppers help our dogs Blue and Chewy get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life. And they love them. They, you know, when Louise gets the meal toppers out, the dogs are right there. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will love and benefit from their products that they offer, like our dogs have, that they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase so you have nothing to lose. Just go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. Dynovite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Scott in Arcata, California. Hey, Scott. Thanks for listening to KXGO. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say your opening rant that you went with. I'd love to see you and John Stewart take that before the Congress and explain to them, since they're obviously oblivious to the fact about what Theodore Roosevelt put in place. And I think it'd be very, very educational for the American people.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's published. If you go to HartmanReport.com, it's the article right at the very top of the page. And you know, you're welcome to. It's free. There's no ads. There's no subscription necessary. Anybody can just go to that article and forward it to anybody. In fact, there's a share button at the top of it. Forward it to anybody they want. So I encourage you to use it.
Well, I just think it's, you know, if you could inform the American people about all this, maybe we'd have a strategy there to change the direction of what the Supreme Court has decided.
Yeah. There are a couple. If I can just pause that for a second, I'll get right back to you, Scott. But there are a couple of things which I didn't mention in the article that we could do. You know, number one, Congress can regulate the Supreme Court. So number one, they could change the number of members of the court. I mean, they could even make rules that the court has to have cameras in the court. The court has to allow, you know, a larger audience. The court, you know, stuff like they could change the way the court deals with the shadow docket and say, you can't do that. You can't just have rulings where you don't tell us why you ruled this and all that kind of stuff. So there are things that Congress can do. Congress can also strip jurisdiction from the court. This actually happened during Reconstruction. And, you know, so Congress can write laws saying, no, you may not any longer tell us that money is the same thing as speech. That's off the table for you guys now. So, you know, there are things that Congress can do. Back to you, Scott.
Okay, well, thanks. And thanks for your rant. And let me spot in one more thing. I did buy some of Harry's razors. They're awesome, dude.
Oh, good. Are they advertising on our show? I don't hear all the ads.
Well, no, I just went, and since I heard it, I kind of saw one of those things. I thought, well, I'll try it out.
That's great. I know they used to advertise. I used to read live ads for them, but, you know, there's a lot of companies that advertise where I don't hear the ads because they, you know, or they play on our local stations. But that's great. Thank you for supporting our advertisers, Scott. I appreciate it.
Carry on the flag, sir.
You got it. I'll do it. Linda in Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hi, Tom. First off, thank you so much for the beacon of light you give to us in coping with these times. My comment has to do with what you were speaking about just several callers ago about the shooter in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And
turns out it's shooters. There's five of them. Four guys that were hired and then the one guy who hired them.
Right. Well, Rachel Maddow filled in even more than what you just we're talking about, so I just wanted to bring it up. Are you aware that this GOP guy, that he has 17 felonies and jail time?
The guy who paid for the shooters?
Yes. And I believe
no, I didn't know that. I missed parts of Rachel's show last night. It came on while we were eating dinner, so I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, it just blew my mind. And so my next comment is that when one signs forms for employment, one of the questions at the very end is, have you ever been convicted of a felony?
Right.
Wouldn't this disqualify this GOP guy from even trying to run again for an office?
No.
That's why?
Well, corporations can discriminate against you for literally thousands of things. There are a couple things that they can't. They can't discriminate against you based on race or religion or gender or age or national origin. But and in some states, gender identification. But they can discriminate you, against you, for example, for having been convicted of a felony. There is no provision under federal or state law, to the best of my knowledge, in any of the states, that prevents felons from running for public office.
Now, I served in the Air Force for 2 years. I thought that I recalled that was the felony question was one of the questions.
Oh, I'm sure it was. But, you know, again, the Air Force can discriminate on a whole bunch of bases. That's not an elected position. But we give the widest possible latitude. And I think this is appropriate. It blows up in our faces in cases like this. But we give the widest possible latitude to people and speech around politics on the assumption that in a democracy, the decision about who shall represent the people is made exclusively by the people. It's not made by rules and regulations made by Congress. It's not made by, previous legislators long dead. It's made by the people in a process what we call elections. So that's why. That's the rationale for that.
Okay, so now that the magnetometers have been removed from
House
Congress, and who authorized that nobody knew about it until after it was done?
We still don't know, but presumably it was Kevin McCarthy. I mean, it almost had to have run through Kevin McCarthy's office, so almost certainly Kevin McCarthy. And it was probably a hat tip to Lauren Boebert. He was probably trying to get her vote. Who knows? Linda, thank you for the call, and thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV. We'll be right back. It is, we're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to ALZ.org.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.